This is KWBU-FM. Drive throughout Waco, and it won't take long for you to spot some of the city's iconic imagery. There's the Alico Building in downtown, and the century-old Cotton Railroad Bridge is a focal point, too. But as Juliana Taylor reports, there's another image you should think of, the Flying W.
For the uninitiated, the Flying W is the logo the city of Waco has been using since the early 90s. It's that calligraphic W with a single star tucked under the letter's arch. The logo has become so iconic that it's found its way onto just about everything, like t-shirts.
I always say, thank you for buying that t-shirt. And then I tell them that I designed the W. They're always surprised.
That's Carol Perry, the mastermind behind the W. Today, Perry's a senior lecturer at Baylor University, but at the time she designed the logo, she was the communications officer with the city. After some 20 years, Perry says the Flying W has a life of its own.
It continues on. It, you know, marches ahead. So every time I see it, I'm really happy about that.
Brazos Bill, a cheery little buckaroo, was the original City of Waco image printed on city pamphlets and notifications. Then, sometime shortly after, Brazos Bill became a Waco Will, a tiny cowboy who wore a 10-gallon Stetson embellished with a W and had the boots and buckle to match. But these guys didn't stick around for too long, says Larry Holsey. Holsey is the current communications officer for the city of Waco. He says, for him, the Flying W is as familiar as McDonald's Golden Arches.
Well, bottom line is, a logo, if everybody understands what it is, it's almost a nanosecond when you see it. Oh, that's the City of Waco logo.
Which is exactly what former city manager David Smith had in mind when he popped in on Perry and said,
I'd like to have a new city logo. Could you work on that for me?
Perry sat down and started to think about Waco. How could a logo reflect the city?
I mean, a city logo can't be too fine or too scripty or too anything. It has to be fairly strong.
Perry started to collect W's, looking for inspiration. She looked at logos from Whataburger to Williamsburg to Wyndham. Anything with a W, she wanted to look at it. And when it came time to design, she decided to use calligraphy to create her W.
There's a very old hand, and it's called Unchel.
Unchel? Let's look that up.
No. U-N-C-I-A-L. A form of rounded script found in Latin and Greek manuscripts from the 3rd century until about the 10th century. Unchel.
And I liked their W. And the far right side of the W has a big flare. And I thought, well, that's nice.
But there's another interesting bit of flair to the logo that you might have missed.
So in the W, the first two points of the W have feet. So the first half of it, I guess two-thirds of it, is a serif font, a little more medieval, kind of more structured. And then the last point, the last descender of the W, kind of curves around and formulates a star. And it's just, it's a little more modern, a little more script, whereas the left side of the letter is serif.
And that's what's so different about this logo. Carly Thornton is a graphic designer with Baylor Libraries. She says the inclusion of both serif and sans serif isn't too common, and that's what makes the Flying W so unique and iconic. But there was talk of changing the logo. Around 2011, some surrounding Waco suburbs felt they weren't included or represented by the Flying W, so a PR firm was brought in to design a new logo.
And I was here, and I said, no, that still has its strength. It's just now reaching its maturity, as it may be. And when you get something that works, you just don't change something that means something to you. But I was definitely against changing it.
Today, the logo has shifted from its intended purpose of representing city government to something much more than just a logo. It's a reflection of the place many people call home.
In a broader sense, it belongs to all of us.
For KWBU, I'm Juliana Taylor.